we're opening the door on our world. Underneath Kong Studios, there's another subterranean space where, you know, anything can happen. And it's going to be, I think, the first time that cartoons and live musicians have performed live together, actually in real time together. Because of lockdown, we were forced to adapt, and maybe actually really put all our energy into trying to achieve something we've maybe kind of been kind of distracted from over the years. So in a way, this is the sort of perfect environment for gorillas to do their thing. So I wouldn't call it just a live stream. It's much more than that. You know what I mean? And it's all of, and obviously with that, there's much more kind of sort of, you know, risk of things malfunctioning.
What is the biggest challenge so far in getting this organized?
Well, I mean, we all had to go into a bubble, and that's like 50 people all in all. So that's been quite a challenge. But you know, we've certainly done a lot of rehearsing. You know, I hopefully we're going to do something that's not just a sort of stopgap until normal business resumes. You know, it's a new thing. Maybe
how spontaneous can it still be when you have to deal with all this technical stuff?
Well, the thing is, you just have to know it so well that you can then kind of sort of be spontaneous within the rigidity of having to kind of work. You know, working with cartoons is not simple.
They have their own personalities, we know.
Once they appear, you have to kind of go with them, you know what I mean? They're not going to pause for you.
Of course, this will be something quite different from the live concerts that you have played over the past years. For me, the power of a live concert is, of course, the communal experience, the interaction, of course, with the audience as well. This will be something different.
It will. I just try and make it as much of a, you know, in a way, I think the secret is to get into everybody's front room, isn't it? You know, that's the trick with something like this. So that there is that sense of community.
Mm-hmm. In a way, you will be closer to us than ever before.
I will.
Is this a show that you will eventually take on the road? Is that possible?
It's not possible to have cartoons walking around on stage at Roskilde or something like that. Or, no. But I mean, it will inform what we do next year. Fingers crossed.
Yes. Next year, Rock Werchter is on your agenda as well.
I love that festival. It's great.
What is your best memory of Werchter, for example, or the festivals in Belgium?
I think I've always had reasonably good gigs. I've had some exceptionally good gigs. I think last year, the Good, the Bad and the Queen gig was one of our last and particularly fantastic evening in one of the big tents.
Yeah, that also brings us to Tony Allen. You released the episode with him just a few days after his passing.
Yeah, well, I mean, that song was actually going to be for his 80th birthday, and we were going to do a big concert at the Royal Albert Hall in November, and we recorded that to sort of help promote that, but that sadly never happened. So it was just felt very appropriate just to put that out, you know, at that point.
Were you able to properly say goodbye to him in this strange year?
Well, I went to his grave. I went to the cemetery where he's buried in Paris when I was working there in September. So I did get a chance to.
Okay. All right. Next week, the three events online with Strange Times. Will it be three different things, or is it one thing repeated?
We've got a very, very nice thing together now. It's in two parts. There's Song Machine, Strange Times, and then it moves to a different place. A different mood and a completely different thing, basically. So it will inevitably be different each performance because it's completely live. And also, you know, things are so volatile in the technology we're using. Some things will work better on one performance than they will on another, and vice versa.
You mentioned the bubble of 50 people. Can you already reveal who are some of the collaborators on the record that maybe will join you?
I think everything's just so uncertain. I mean, someone could, you know, register positive with our next test and then we're not allowed to do it anyway. You know what I mean? It's like, it's pointless promising stuff that's so uncertain. But I mean, the bubble's 50 now, but on the day of the performance, the bubble goes up to 150 people.
So. Oh, wow. Okay. I wish you a fantastic week of rehearsals, quarantining, taking care of yourself so we can see as many of you as possible next week. Thank you very much. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.